Quixie 98.3. Okay, so we talked about some crazy high numbers for hot dogs. 83 hot dogs, in fact, was what a new study determined was the maximum amount of hot dogs that the human body can consume. Or at least that's what they say. But one thing that I definitely don't want to consume is these combinations. There's some really weird combinations here. So there's a new list here. It's asking people, what were the weird food combinations that you might... They might sound, quote, off, but are actually pretty good. So here's a couple of them. It starts out with this one, and I can't stomach it. But I talked with Scott Gettle about this earlier today, and he said that he's heard this combination before. I've never heard it. Cheddar cheese on top of apple pie. Cheddar cheese on apple pie. I like some cheddar cheese in my salad, and I certainly like apple pie, but I don't know about the two of them together. But here's some more weird combinations. Whipped cream cheese on flaming hot Cheetos. That actually sounded good until you said flaming hot. If it was just regular Cheetos, I actually think that might be good. How about sweet potatoes dipped in pancake syrup? I think that one probably wouldn't be too bad. Salt and chocolate milk. Really? Salt and chocolate milk? I guess you're getting your sweet and salty. I don't know. How about ice cream drizzled with infused balsamic vinegar? Oh, gross. Strawberries dipped in sour cream and brown sugar. Actually, I don't know. That's intriguing to me. How about hot sauce on brownies or chocolate cake? Now that reminds me of that cherry berry story that we talked about back around Valentine's Day. It was chocolate-covered strawberries that were dipped in hot sauce, infused chocolate. So I don't know. I guess some people like that. But that seems like the type of thing that you wouldn't send to your loved one, but maybe somebody you didn't care for. Mac and cheese and dill pickle chips. I think that actually sounds like something that people might enjoy. I think that's something maybe my wife would like. How about turkey and peanut butter sandwiches? No, turkey and peanut butter sandwiches. Here's a couple of weird combos that I've actually had and I think are actually good. I've tried to get my brother-in-law to try a Fluffernutter sandwich. It's peanut butter and fluff in a sandwich. Really good, and you really need to try it if you never had it. Fluffernutter sandwich. But Scott and I were also talking about this one, peanut butter and butter sandwich. And I know it sounds gross, but it's actually really good. And Scott, he was turned off by it, but his wife actually convinced him to try it, and he agrees. Peanut butter sandwiches. What's your weird combination? Of course, I would love to hear your thoughts.